We haven't talked about the Big Bang lately, so here's a quick catch-up. First, there's the expanding universe, which astronomers call the Hubble constant. It means that every million light-years farther away a galaxy is, it's zooming away from us another 14 miles per second faster. Tracing back all this motion shows that everything was in a single spot 13.8 billion years ago. So this is the Big Bang. Where did it happen? Wherever you happen to be right now. Because all locations were crammed together in that spot back then. You see, the Big Bang did not happen somewhere in the universe. It was the universe. When the universe was a trillionth of a trillionth of a trillionth of a second old, it must have suddenly inflated far faster than light for just a billionth of a second. This wild expansion explains why the temperature and space curvature is the same everywhere now. Then, 379,000 years after the Big Bang, everything cooled enough to create hydrogen atoms, and space suddenly became transparent for the first time. Now, light could fly freely. This light is still present, but because of the continued space expansion, their waves have been stretched out and now emanate from the entire sky as wimpy microwaves. We call it the cosmic microwave background. Tiny irregularities in it later formed galaxies. The space expansion means that anything more distant than 13.8 billion light-years away is flying away faster than light speed. That's nearly the entire universe, and we cannot learn anything about it. Everything we can ever hope to observe is closer than that, and we call this the visible universe. The Big Bang successfully accounts for the visible universe's elements, motion, construction, density, and those strange microwaves. But it does not try to explain why an entire universe, hotter and denser than anything we can imagine, and as small as a mustard seed, suddenly appeared out of nothingness. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.